This is Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lucan. Stephen O'Brien was sentenced in Rock County Court Thursday in the vehicular homicide death of 34-year-old Emily Tintrup Dealey and the aggravated vehicular unlawful termination of a pregnancy. O'Brien was sentenced to 10 years of supervised probation, 90 days in jail, and 96 hours of public service, and he will lose his license for at least a year. The district attorney's office says the plea offer and resolution of the case came after serious and ongoing conversations with Dealey's husband, Michael Dealey, and her family, who wished to see the matter resolved short of trial. The crash was July 23, 2020. On Highway 40 just west of Steamboat Springs. Dealey and her unborn son and the family dog were all killed. Family members all spoke at the sentencing Thursday. O'Brien also spoke to the family saying, "I am just very, very sorry." O'Brien has to report to the Rock County Jail by 4 o'clock in the afternoon next Friday, January 17th. The passing lane project on Highway 40, it's complete. This is between mile point 172 and 173. That's just north of the Wolford Mountain Reservoir between the foot of Rabbit Ears Pass and Kremlin. Moffat County 4-H is looking for 4-H leaders. They need help with things like leatherwork and woodworking, foods and baking, beekeeping, sewing, scrapbooking. Reach out to the local 4-H office if you're interested. Music Fest is through Saturday at Steamboat Resort. The free concert at the base area is from noon to 4 today. The Boys and Girls Club in Steamboat Springs continues their Friday night fun for high school kids. Tonight is casino night from 7 to 10. High schoolers can try blackjack and poker and roulette and win some prizes. In sports, the Sailors hockey team is away tonight against Summit in Breckenridge. They play Glenwood Springs away Saturday night. The Steamboat Boys basketball team has a home game at 1 o'clock Saturday against Resurrection Christian. In wrestling, local teams are all headed west for the Uinta Tournament of Champions in Vernal, Utah. The Sailors, Bulldogs, and Rams, both boys and girls, will be there. So will the Hayden Tigers. The Sailor Nordic team competes in Aspen today. Moffat County Bulldogs, boys and girls basketball teams, they're away in Basalt tonight, and the boys play Aspen tomorrow afternoon. The Sirocco Rams basketball teams, they host Rangeley on Saturday with the girls at 2:30, the boys at 4. You can check out everything happening in the Yampa Valley on the community calendar on our website. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.